Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government today gave nod to increase the minimum support prices, MSP, for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed the media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi.
Rabi marketing season ke liye MSP approve hua hai that the price should be at least 50% above the cost. Wo sabse bada factor hota hai. Us aadhar pe jo 6 rabi crops hai, gehun ke liye 150 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, barley yani jaw ke liye 130 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, gram yani chane ke liye 210 rupaye badhaya gaya hai, masoor ke liye 275 rupees badhaya gaya hai aur sarson ke liye 300 rupaye ki badhotri ki gayi hai aur safflower yani kusum uske liye 140 rupees badhotri ki gayi hai.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project, including a new rail-cum road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. He said the project cost will be 2,642 crore rupees. The minister also announced that cabinet approved 3% increase in dearness allowance for central government employees and pensioners.
आज कैबिनेट ने डीए और पेंशनर्स के लिए डीएनएस रिलीफ इसको 3% बढ़ाया है और टोटल 9,448 करोड़ एनुअली हमारे सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट के एम्प्लॉयज के पे चेक में ऐड होगा. इसका कैलकुलेशन वगैरह सब स्टैंडर्ड एक फॉर्मूला से होता है, ऑल इंडिया कंज्यूमर प्राइस इंडेक्स फॉर इंडस्ट्रियल वर्कर्स, उसके हिसाब से इसका कैलकुलेशन होता है. तो दिवाली से पहले सब केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों को हार्दिक अभिनंदन और बधाई. और
National Conference leader Umar Abdullah has taken oath as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered the oath of office to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar today. Others who took oath include Senior National Conference leader Surinder Chaudhary as Deputy Chief Minister. Sakina Ittu, Javed Rana, Javed Dhar and independent candidate Satish Sharma took oath as ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Umar Abdullah on taking oath as the Chief Minister. In a social media post today, the Prime Minister wished him the very best in his efforts to serve the people. He said the centre will work closely with Mr. Abdullah and his team for Jammu and Kashmir's progress. Haryana's acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party. Union Home Minister and Party Observer Amit Shah informed this after the Legislature Party meeting at the party office in Panchkula. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan, Manohar Lal and other party leaders were present in the meeting. Now, Mr. Saini will meet Governor Bandaru Dattatreya with the BJP Legislature Party and stake claim to form the government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held in Panchkula tomorrow. The Supreme Court today criticized the Haryana and Punjab governments for non-compliance in one of its earlier orders related to air pollution due to stubble burning. A bench headed by Justice Abhay S. Oka directed the Commission for Air Quality Management to take penal action against Haryana government officials for failure to take action against the violators. At least 94 people were killed and 50 injured after a fuel tanker exploded in Nigeria. The incident occurred in northern Jigawa state last night. Local media reported that many of the victims had approached the crashed tanker and were attempting to collect fuel spilled on the road. The fuel tanker was coming from Kano and heading to Guru in Yobe state when the driver lost control of the vehicle. The regional Met department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in many areas in Chennai, Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram and Chengalpet districts for another 24 hours. Speaking to the media, the regional head of the Met department, Balachandran, said that the low pressure is moving at a speed of 15 kilometers per hour and is located 320 kilometers off the Chennai coast. He said that the system is likely to make a landfall between North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast in the early hours tomorrow. An Indian shooter, Akhil Chiron, bagged bronze medal in 50 meters rifle 3P event at ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi. This is his second medal for India so far. And that is the end of this news bulletin.